This is CliffCentral.com. Yes, good morning, everybody. Are you ready for Tuesday? Tuesday. I'm feeling much better than I did yesterday. I was useless yesterday. I felt very unproductive. You know when you have those days? We all have them, right? You just don't get anything done. You try to do three things. You can't even get two done.
Oh, no.
And then you have those days where you're ambitious and you say, I'll do 10 things, and you end up doing 15. That's power. I like that.
And then you collapse in a heap.
Well, I always love going to sleep after I've done a really good day's work. I know this is kind of geeky and nerdy and pathetic, but it makes me tired, and then I sleep better. Nothing worse than getting into bed and you're not tired. I have been watching the most incredible series. I stumbled upon it Sunday afternoon. It's called The Planets on BBC.
What is it about? Well, I'm assuming
The Planets. The Planets.
Yeah. You know what, Sia? That's a good guess.
Oh, score. Knew it.
It's not about a family whose surname is Planet.
No. It's a sitcom with a the planets and the wacky daughter and the horny son and the stupid mom and the creepy dad. No, it's not one of those. It's a really good show.
So a documentary style series.
Yeah. It's so good. I'm trying to think who the host is. He's a well known professor. It's so good though. My God. Such a good Professor Brian Cox, that's his name. Just such a good show. It's on BBC Two, so you have to really look to find it. I think they've got it on one of the channels in DSTV. Don't ask me which
one. Catch up or something.
Yeah, you know I'm not going to know. But such a brilliant show. It gives you these unbelievable graphics. I mean, they've obviously recreated a lot of this because what we've seen from the various missions to the various planets, you know, Messenger went to Mercury and which was the one they sent to Venus? The Russians sent it. Anyway, it doesn't matter what the names are.
Mm-hmm.
They show you what it's like on the surface of the rocky planets, and they tell you what it's like in the inside of these gas giants like Jupiter and Saturn. And it's just, you know, you expand your world beyond what we know and what we can touch and what we can see and what we can feel. And you know I'm obsessed with the elements, right? Mm. The periodic table and chemistry as a whole. But what makes the universe so exciting is that chemistry's rules change. If you're on Saturn, just listen to this. I'll give you one example. So if you're on Saturn, which is obviously the one with the rings, right?
Mm. It's the orangey
seventh,
one?
The sixth planet out. Well, it's... Yeah, look, if you go from the Sun, it's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. And now Pluto is no longer a planet.
You pronounce the Uranus very particularly.
Well, your anus, if you want to be like childish. But yes. Okay.
But is that the
your anus.
Adult proper way to pronounce it?
You know where it comes from? It comes from the god Uranus. So you actually put
Who's actually the Uranus man?
No. Uranus is the father of Kronos, who's the father of Zeus.
Half a gold star for your trying.
Going back in the Greek mythology, all the way.
Shame, poor Pluto, up until 2006, it would have had a starring role.
Yeah, so Pluto's been excluded, but here we are, we've got eight planets.
Uranus.
Well,
Uranus.
Mercury, for example, Mercury is the name of a god, it's the name of an element, and it's the name of a planet.
Okay. Wait.
Jupiter is the name of a god and a planet. Saturn is the name of a god and a planet. Neptune is the name of a god and a planet and an element.
And the Neptunian. Music producers.
That's right, the Neptunes. Yeah,
that's what the planet was named after.
Leanne, we'll slot ourselves into this conversation.
I love all this stuff because to me it all ties together. These are the biggest things in humans' pathetic little lives. I mean, we're like an ant farm on this tiny rock.
That's the thing. It puts everything into perspective, right?
For example, in the show, he shows you, and I'll get back to Saturn in a minute, but this Professor Brian Cox shows you how far Neptune is from the Sun. And it is... Just the scale of things is unbelievable. We're 150 million miles from the Sun. 150 million. That's just, and look how hot it is.
I was
going to
say, and yet, koyashisa.
I know. You know, in England, they're undergoing a heat wave. Oh my God, so hot. What are we going to do? They're all dying because it's too warm for them. And the sun is 150 million kilometers away. A little bit closer, we would be like Mars, burnt up, not very good at keeping our atmosphere together. More like Venus, in fact, because Venus is just what hell looks like.
Oh.
Really.
Mordor.
It's just, it's unbelievable. So anyway, Saturn. Imagine if you could put yourself in some kind of suit that would keep you safe from everything. Enormous pressure, enormous temperature, incredible violence. And you passed through the rings, which are made of ice crystals. All those rings around Saturn are actually ice. It's frozen water ice. That's why it reflects so beautifully. And you go through those. And you land, well, you try to land. You go through the clouds. And the clouds, the atmosphere of Saturn is kilometers and kilometers and kilometers thick. Our atmosphere is 100 Ks. Saturn's must be 100 times that.
Really?
You just keep going through clouds and clouds and clouds. And it's storms. It's violence. It's angry. There's lightning all over the place. Can you imagine the thunderstorms on Saturn? Because in that atmosphere, they've got methane, hydrogen, and helium. And what happens when you put lightning through methane is it turns to soot. So what you would experience if you were going through the atmosphere of Saturn is you would experience like bits of graphite, soot. You know, like the stuff that comes out when you make a fire, that black stuff that when you rub it on
you're following a coal truck.
Correct. That stuff. That would be falling in large lumps and clumps and powder and dust, and all this black soot would be falling down towards the center of the planet. And on its way down, because of the pressure increase, this is just magnificent. Can you stretch your imagination to believe this? This soot would coagulate and compress, and under the pressure would turn into diamond. And you'd have raining diamonds.
So the diamonds land on the planet.
Well, the diamonds keep going. Listen to this. When they eventually hit the planet, there is so much pressure. Now, you know, diamond is the hardest substance we know. By the time these diamonds hit the surface of the planet Saturn, which is actually metallic hydrogen, the surface of it, they are liquid. Liquid diamond. Isn't that just the most beautiful thing you could imagine? I mean, we talk about what's in, you know, in our ancient books and in our Bible and in our religious guides and all these things, like they talk about a burning bush and a snake that talks and a garden that's pretty. It doesn't compare to what I've just described.
To liquid diamonds?
Can you imagine anything more amazing to the human eye than watching soot be turned into diamonds, which then rain down, and when just before they hit the surface, they become liquid? It's too much for me to bear. And that's just Saturn. I mean, each of these planets has their own thing going on, which makes them extraordinary. And I watch these shows. I'm so grateful to be alive now.
I'm
to experience
grateful
the science
to the people who figured all of this out.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, how?
That's it. I marvel at how people figured this out.
Someone says there's a horrible buzz.
Oh, no.
Let me see this quickly. Please check headphones and mics.
Check, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. I don't hear a buzz. It might be the aircon isn't on. Soundproof.
Hear a whir, like a white noise.
I wonder what's going on. Is there something over
Sounds
there?
Sounds normal in the production booth as well.
Maybe it's Sia's microphone.
No.
Your mic is always noisy. All right, well, thank you for that. You're obviously more sensitive than we are. Hey, Gareth, you'll enjoy One Strange Rock. I have watched that. I watched that on the recommendation of someone who listens to the show, actually. That was the one with Will Smith. It's very good.
Bless you. How long did this suck you in for? How many episodes did you watch? How long did you watch for?
Well, I haven't finished it. I was watching it in bed last night. I was just captivated.
Didn't it keep you up?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
I got to sleep at like 10:30, 11:30.
I always imagine that it's dark on these planets, but obviously not true.
Well, it is.
They've got some sun, don't they?
Look, Mercury's got tons of sun. It's right up next to the sun. It's very hot there. Goes up to about 400 degrees in the daytime, and to about a minus 120 at night.
400 degrees Celsius.
Very extreme.
That will melt most of the metals that we have on Earth, let alone everything organic.
Oh.
And then there's Venus. Venus is actually the hottest planet of them all, because Venus has got this greenhouse effect. It's got this very thick atmosphere of carbon dioxide. 96-odd% of Venus's atmosphere is carbon dioxide. So what it does is it traps...
Not good for breathing.
No, and it traps in... plants would love it, only the pressure and the temperature on the surface is just way too high for every plant that ever lived. And they speculate that these plants might have had, you know, liquid water on them at some point. There may have been rivers and lakes. And I mean, Venus would have been an ocean world once. But it's all dried up because of that greenhouse effect. It's a bit of a warning to us, you know, to kind of not drive the planet to craziness. Because if it tips over that scale and it starts to hold in more heat than it lets out, and it goes beyond a certain level of retention of that heat, because, of course, this is infrared radiation, which doesn't escape past the carbon dioxide and water, then it just becomes very, very hot.
And do programs like this make you believe less or more that there are other beings in the universe?
Well, I mean, the jury's out, right? We don't know. All we know for sure is that there's a high likelihood that there is life, but that there is life like us is very, very rare, I suppose. It's hardly likely, because we've developed as a direct result of being on planet Earth.
Yes.
You know,
move here.
We've got the temperatures and the pressures and the constituent elements of this Earth. We're a complex life form that developed in a world of this kind of makeup, of this basic ingredient and recipe. Something from another planet, if there is life on places like Titan or Mars, then that life is very different to us.
If you had to extend your imagination a bit, what do you think that life looks like?
Oh, it's probably little boring microbes that you wouldn't really...
Can't really make friends with them.
No, you wouldn't even see them. They would be tiny and microscopic. I mean, if there's any likelihood on a planet like Mars of anything being underground, perhaps. You know, there's this tiny, distinct possibility, but it is a possibility, that some little microbial creatures live in the warmer sort of thermal areas of Mars, and that they come out into the sun and then they go back down underground, but they'd be very, very small. You wouldn't even know.
Wouldn't be like E.T. getting ready to cycle.
I mean, I'd love that, because I've grown up watching Star Wars, so, you know, I imagine creatures of every kind and variety. And there might be. The universe is infinitely large. There could be planets that are precisely every grade of distance from their respective star that our Earth is, and going in and out from that. And as a result, you could have different kinds of creatures. There might be millions of planets that are in exactly the same situation as us, which could lead to complex life forms developing. You know, the only reason that we, for example, are here and not the dinosaurs' descendants, and some people say that birds are the direct descendants of dinosaurs, they certainly are the direct descendants of some dinosaurs, is because the dinosaurs went extinct with that asteroid that crashed into the Earth. Otherwise, mammals wouldn't have come to the fore. We would have been dominated by reptiles. We would have stayed small little tree-dwelling creatures, like a stoat or a ferret or a mongoose or something like that. That's what we would be instead of what we are.
Wow.
Yeah, we shouldn't really be looking down on these creatures.
No. And I mean, just if that asteroid hadn't hit, we wouldn't have come along. And we've been here, as I discovered over the weekend at the cradle, which, again, I have to tell you, without getting too heavy about this, because I think for a lot of people this stuff is kind of boring, but I was so blown away by just the scale of evolution, and seeing the sites where Prof. Lieberger found these incredible fossils. You know, these skulls and these clavicles and these scapulas and these tibias and fibulas and all these other bones that they discovered of Australopithecus sediba and
Yeah, I only recognized one word.
Homo naledi.
What she said there.
Well, those are all just different bones.
Yes.
Clavicle's a collarbone. Scapula's a shoulder bone. Mm-mm. Anyway.
Yes.
Having seen all of this, this weekend with my own eyes, it's just, it's amazing to think that we're talking about an Earth that is 4.2, 4.3 billion years old. And we only arrived on the scene as humans about, maybe 2 million years ago. Maybe. In any recognizable form, jeez, like we are. I mean, that just shows you how big these timescales really are. It's incredible. All right, someone says, yeah, there is a buzz, and I'm softer than usual. You just reset this thing, see if we can fix it.
Oh, no.
That's very annoying. Maybe it's on the app, because it's certainly not coming from our side. All right, thanks for that. Tell Sia to go and listen on the app if you don't believe me. Very cuck buzz on the app. Okay. Sort your
shit out. We'll figure it out.
All right. Jesus.
Is that a message from him?
Yeah. Everything else on my phone works perfectly. Please help. This is Rihanna on the garden route. Hey, guys. I confirm there is annoying buzzing sound this morning. This hiss is so loud. I thought you were doing a scientific experiment in the studio. Guys, the other listener is not crazy. There's a sudden disturbance in your broadcast. There's a strange disturbance in the force. Do you hear a disturbance? Shit, that's irritating. Sorry, guys, we're trying to figure it out. It's definitely on the app, though. It's not coming from the studio. The Cliff Central app only plays on the left-hand side of my headphones, but Tidal plays fine. Oy, 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 I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on. There is some kind of interference. These are like 1,000 messages that are coming through now. Definitely a buzz. Morning, guys, check the sound. It's only coming through on the left speaker. There's a hissing sound. Oy, oy, oy. Please fix. That's from Raymond. Please check out Brian Cox and Joe Rogan's podcast. Mind-blowing. Brian Cox also has a world tour on the go, explaining space and shit. Peace and love from Vietnam, James. Thank you, James. Another one. Morning weird buzzing in the studio. Guys, the sound is fucked. Good morning, team. The sound is bad. Oy, oy, oy. Just suddenly realized how many people we got listening to us. Shit, look at all these messages of people just complaining about the buzz.
Oh, dear.
All right, we'll try and figure this out. Do you know what? Should I go to a song and we see what we can do? Because I'd hate you to be, you know, stuck having to listen to crap. This is so irritating. Why can it not be working?
And if it is the app, what do we do?
I don't know. Everybody reset your app. Yeah. What do you want to do, Sia? Should we keep this going or? Yeah, I suppose we should just carry on. All right, well, there'll be a podcast later. I'm sorry. Hey, guys, I like the buzz. It sounds like crickets in the distance. That's what someone says. All right, thank you. Someone else says the buzz is on the website, too. I'm listening live, and it's driving me crazy. So many messages. All right, well, this is good. It means that people are listening.
Yes.
You know, we need to know sometimes that things are wrong in order to know that there are people who actually wake up with us at 6 and get the show going.
Yeah, you need a couple of complaints, you know.
Damn right. Anyway, so we've got a couple of interesting things happening this week. I'm actually off to England on tomorrow. I'm flying tomorrow.
On tomorrow?
I'm leaving on tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was Thursday, but it's
Wednesday.
What are
you going to be doing on there?
I'm going on tomorrow on an flight.
Yes, on England.
On England. Yeah. So I'm going over because my folks are over there at the moment. My mom's going to watch Wimbledon, which she's excited about than you can believe. And we've got a couple of other things that we wanted to do. And my brother's going to be there at the same time. So we thought, well, let's all try and time it right.
Mm.
So there's going to be four of us. My sister's staying here to look after everything.
It's like Clifmas in July.
So we're all getting together in London on Thursday, and then spending just a couple of days. I'll be back here on Wednesday next week, so it won't be long.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So you're ready for the heat?
Apparently it's warm. I don't know, when they talk about how hot it is in England,
don't really know, hey?
Yeah, I'm like, well, I was there in the summer with Sia last year. We were both doing, we did a bunch of really cool things. We went to Henley for the regatta.
Yes, I've been there, done that.
Amazing, huh? And that was hot. My God. It was boiling. And you had to wear a jacket and everything else.
Yeah, dress up.
It's pretty annoying, though. All right, we're going to try and sort out this technical problem while we're going, but we've got to get into the five things you need to know this morning, so let's just go straight into the news. Just, you know, try to keep up with us, and hopefully if you can't get this right, then get the podcast a little bit later. Sorry, that's all I can really offer as a solution at this point. So Calm has returned to Hong Kong. I don't know if you've been paying attention to this. We've sort of referred to it once or twice, but really haven't given it the attention it deserves. Lawyers and human rights groups say China's justice system is marked by torture, forced confessions, and arbitrary detention. China has been angered by Western criticism of a bill in China, which means that there can be extradition in a direct challenge to Beijing. So they've had chaotic scenes in the streets. There's a tense calm now that's descended in Hong Kong, hours after police fired tear gas to disperse hundreds of protesters who'd stormed the legislature in chaotic scenes. Debris, including umbrellas, hard hats, and water bottles, with a few signs left of the mayhem that had engulfed parts of the Chinese-ruled city overnight after protesters stormed and ransacked the legislature. So the latest out of Hong Kong is that there's a bit of a calm. Let's hope it's not a calm before a storm, and let's hope that all of this is resolved peacefully. But the people of Hong Kong not happy with the way China seems to be forcing them to abide by the rules that the rest of China are being forced to abide by. In another story, SARS Commissioner Edward Kiesewetter has warned that tax fraudsters will be dealt with.
Oh dear.
Do you believe him?
Well, the thing is that tax SARS is running out of money, so they're doing everything they can to get the money from you. So you kind of have to believe them when they say that.
Yeah. Well, he is new, and he probably wants to sweep things clean, but there are a lot of people who are big-time tax fraudsters. There are a lot of people who are tax evaders in South Africa, and most of them are people who are linked directly to the government. I mean, these are people like these, you know, these illicit cigarette dealers and the guys who just don't file a single tax return. And you hear an odd story here and there about people going to jail or being prosecuted because they haven't paid their taxes. But he says, at a media briefing that he held in Pretoria on the first day of the new tax season on Monday, "We see examples of fictitious refunds that are claimed by fabricating expenses and losses. We see fictitious employers who are created to generate IRP5s. We'd like to issue a very strong caution to those who believe they can get away with it, to tell you we're working hard to detect that compliance and to enforce the law." SARS has set itself an ambitious revenue target of collecting more than $1.4 trillion for the 2019-2020 tax year. I continue to maintain that giving a government that steals or that misappropriates funds to places like Eskom and SAA, to give them money is to be party to the crime. Yeah, and I don't like that.
This trillion expectation.
Yeah.
Mm.
Gang members have been sentenced to life behind bars for a reign of terror in PE. Do you remember we spoke about those gangs in PE the other day?
And how they were calling for a state of emergency.
That's right. Well, two gang members affiliated to the Kakmakers, that's actually what they called, were sentenced to life imprisonment in the Port Elizabeth High Court on Monday. Two people called Randy Malchas, who's 32, and Sergio Slabbert, who's 31, were charged for murder, attempted murder, robbery, aggravated assault, possession of a firearm, and possession of ammunition. They're going to jail.
The name is funny, but I actually wouldn't want to mess with them.
Yeah, the cock markers. No, these guys are serious.
Wat mark jy?
Cock.
You just need to stay away from them.
So there. PE, hopefully a little bit safer than these two in jail. In other news, opposition are unconvinced that Premier David Makure is speaking without a forked tongue. I mean, they really are not happy with him at the moment. Have you noticed? People are pissed off with David Makura because, remember, he was very much against the idea of having ETOL scrapped. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And now it turns out that he's not so sure anymore. The DA has given Gauteng Premier David Makura only a little bit of time to make his mind up and to get ahead and to start sorting these things out, because he's promised he'd scrap ETOLs and now he's not. So Salim Simanga said that they speak with a forked tongue. That's what he said about David Makura. Like a snake.
Like Mark Zuckerberg?
Well, something like that. Yeah, he's a lizard though, not a right? All right, and then what else is there? The EFF. Why can't I get into this website? Why is this thing not opening? Oh, for God's sake, don't worry
about
it. Gotta
love pop-ups, hey?
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it alone. You know when these news websites make it hard for you to use them, we'll just use others.
It's a sign then maybe to also stay away from some EFF news this morning.
Yeah, well, it's all about that Trevor Manuel defamation case. And Floyd Shivambu says that there are some well-respected people who are willing to testify. But I don't know if I believe anything that the EFF say. Like a lot of the time, they're just looking for attention. And they're very good at getting attention because the media are such morons. So I'm not going to give them any. Okay, someone says it's fixed. Jesus, no more noise.
Oh.
See, isn't that great?
Oh.
Can't listen to you at all now, but the buzz is gone, says someone else. Whatever you did just worked. Well done. All right, there's Devesh. Let's find out from him what miracle he worked.
Let's go into the field and find out what happened.
All right, let's do this. Second. Hello, Devesh. How are you?
Hello, Gareth.
Is it all working on that side now?
It's working, but temporarily. So we've unplugged some cables. We've isolated the problem. Unfortunately,
tell us, for the technical-minded, what the problem was.
I wouldn't call it the technical mind. I've just unplugged a stupid cable.
Oh, that was making a noise?
Yes.
Because it's loose or whatever?
So we're running mono now. So for some reason, when we plug in the stereo side of it, it creates a buzz. So I've isolated it.
Okay.
Oh, I say put it in the naughty corner to think about what it's done.
I'm letting it hang loose.
All right. Some people say the app is a part of the Cuckmarkers gang. Someone else saying, please, they're all filthy commies. I don't know what they're talking about here. This is the Renegade Report, apparently. I haven't listened to the Renegade Report for a little while. I must listen to them again. Have you guys listened to Anthea Jeffries? The ANC hijacked this country in the 90s and slaughtered anyone in their way. They're owned by the communists and have communist goals for South Africa. We sit and say they're useless, stupid, corrupt, etc., but they know exactly what they're doing. The NDR is Soviet-style communism. People need to wake up already. So there we go. Some comments for the Renegades. A lot of people saying, thank you for killing the buzz. I presume you mean the sound and not that show we used to have.
Oh, rest in peace, the buzz. It's actually amazing to find out how many people we have in and around this building ready to help.
Thank you, Devesh.
Yes.
Yeah.
We really are grateful.
Good for him for helping us. All right. So if you missed the news or you missed that first bit where I was waxing lyrical about the planets and all of the stuff that I've been watching lately, you can go and listen to it on the podcast, which will be ready for you in about 25 minutes.
And I just feel like you helped me in that first half hour one day when I am in a general knowledge quiz.
You think so?
Yeah. At least three. I sucked in three facts there.
So I've been entered in a general knowledge quiz with a bunch of other people.
Ooh.
We were on a team once. It's me and like three guys in their 60s. And we won a quiz once. We won this diving trip to Mozambique.
Oh, that's cool.
But I'm not going to go with three guys in their 60s. So we gave the whole thing away to the guys who came second.
The guys in the 60s are good time drinkers, though, at that age, most probably.
Yeah, that's one of them. That was one of them right there.
Yes.
All right.
They would have just been loud on the trip. Mm-hmm. The instructors trying to give them details. They don't listen.
Renegades.
Right, exactly. All right, on the line we've got a caller. This is good. Should we go to the caller quickly and see who's there?
Okay.
All right, it's somebody who wants to pay tribute to someone. Yes, sir, go ahead. Oh, right, Jabba the Hutt.
There you go.
Jabba the Hutt would just like to pay tribute to some of his friends who have died in some of the explosions on various other planets all over the galaxy. You know, we were talking about the planets.
Man.
Jabba's lost a lot of friends. Yes, Jabba?
Solo Thotlubake Chaya.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
Hashtag thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. I'm sorry to hear that, Jabba. We feel your pain. Yeah, I know. It's really hard, especially when you've known them for as long as you have. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
We now come back to Podo.
All right.
Bad dream, this. Wow.
Jabba, thank you so much. Very good to talk to you. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Can you please translate some more?
So what he said there was, of course, Peter Mayhew, who played Chewbacca, died. And he died earlier this year, and Jabba's just paying respects.
Oh, Judah.
Right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jabba. Very nice. Isn't that great?
Absolutely.
We get calls from everywhere. Even Tatooine.
That sounds like someone who I drank with once in the West Rand.
All right, let's get to Sid by Sia, shall we? Here's Sia Sangweni with a little bit of positive news for you this morning to get you up and going.
More like a lot of positive news and rather just a little bit of sporting news. This is just the intersection of some good news and sports. I'm by no means Ben, but trying to celebrate some awesome people. Did you hear about the 15-year-old at Wimbledon? You were talking about Wimbledon a little earlier.
No, what happened?
No.
The 15-year-old Corey Goff, who started playing tennis because she idolized Venus and Serena Williams, ended up getting to Wimbledon, qualifying, and beating her idol. Isn't that just all types of awesome? She beat Venus Williams at Wimbledon. Corey Goff is today the youngest player ever to qualify for Wimbledon and is not only competing in the same tournament as her heroes, but she's winning. Yesterday in the first round of play, she beat Venus in straight sets, 6-4, 6-4. And she says, "I've been dreaming to share the court with Venus." And as for a win over the champion, she says, "I never thought this would happen. I don't know how to explain
it. Yeah, it must feel a little bit awkward.
I'm literally living my dream, and not many people get to say that." Now, I got to do some more research on this 15-year-old, and she's absolutely incredible. I think what we can all attest to when we look at sports stars in admiration is just the commitment to excellence. You know, you don't just wake up today and decide, I'll give tennis a try and let me see if I can get to Wimbledon. It is years in the works. Mm. And somehow at 15 years old, she just has this mature sense of self and also this humility, because she's been going at it for years, practicing tennis, but she never told a lot of people about it. She didn't even tell her teachers. So this is the interesting thing. The day before she played at Wimbledon, she was writing a science test. And when she started doing press, she goes, "Oh, well, okay. Well, now two of my teachers know that I play tennis. And I guess, well, more of my teachers will know. And this is why I have to take time off school." Girl, you are playing at Wimbledon. That is not
amazing.
"Sorry, I'm missing school because I have the cold." You're playing at Wimbledon. It's incredible. She's also the youngest player in the women's singles draw, which is still in high school. Yeah. So it really is incredible. I think it's going to be amazing to watch her development and to see how much more she grows. So that is someone to Google, someone to be inspired by. Corey Goff, 15 years old, is the youngest player ever to qualify for Wimbledon and just casually just beat one of her idols.
That's amazing.
So awesome. I think it's cool. That's your Sid by Sia for this morning.
Fantastic. I see that Bitcoin has dropped back down below $10,000. It's at $9,916 and fiddling around in that area at the moment. Ethereum at $279, less of a dramatic downturn, but still exciting. There's a lot of volatility going on there at the moment. Could make some serious money. It was $13,000 just a couple of days ago. You never know. Keep an eye.
Yep.
That's why Sean Sanders told us yesterday, I've got the special thing going on with Revix, where if you put in risk-free as your code, if you sign up, on the page where you do sign up, you put in your name and your email address and you create an account. And if you put in risk-free, then he said, if you put in $5,000, you get your $5,000 even if it goes down. If it goes up, you get to keep the profits. No.
Yeah, that's what I like.
That seems to me like a good deal. I don't think that sounds too bad.
Something very cool that we discovered here at the office. There's also a referral code that you can get on Revix.
Okay.
So if you sign up and someone else has already signed up, you can get a referral code and a bit of a discount.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, go along and try it out. Revix.com. And you can find out all of the details on cliffcentral.com. You can also listen to the interview that we did yesterday with Sean Sanders, who's the CEO of Revix, to find out what you need to know before you sign up. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Drugs are bad. Okay.
I haven't watched South Park in so long. I love that show. It's just kind of fallen off my radar.
somehow, and I don't know the specific numbers, I think it's South Park and The Simpsons that are probably the longest running.
Mm. Definitely.
Right up there as the longest running TV shows.
Definitely.
Of all times.
Oh, yeah. I was at a talk on Friday last week. I was interviewed in a Q&A about, you know, podcasting and starting this business and all the rest of it, by Forbes magazine. They had a little 30 under 30 meetup,
mm-hmm.
which was interesting because there were a lot of people these are people under the age of 30 years old who've started their own businesses, who are doing incredible things across the entire African continent. People from Uganda and Nigeria and Ghana and Kenya and Mali and everywhere. And they were, you know, they were all sort of telling their stories, and then they asked me to do this Q&A. It was really actually very interesting. I'm very glad I went, met some cool people too.
So what was the standout thing for you?
You know that mostly business is not exciting. Like, people think it's glamorous and exciting and it's about making big deals and making money, and actually
speaking loudly on your phone going,
sell. Yeah. Bullshit.
Not everyone is trading.
No, the truth about business is it's actually, if you do it well, it's not dramatic at all. If you're any good at it, it's dull things like cash flow and hiring the right people and keeping your costs low and all that kind of thing. And this stuff is not exciting to people who are not in business, but to people who are in business, they know that if they can get good advice on that kind of thing, and if they have some people around them who they can trust with, you know, those day-to-day things,
mm-hmm.
that's how a business grows. It doesn't grow on the basis of, you know, one big deal here or one big deal there. It's actually all the stuff in between that makes a business go. And as boring as some of that stuff is, it's essential. Things don't get done properly unless that stuff happens. So,
but it's also the commitment to making it happen. You know, I found it very refreshing a couple of months ago when my cousin was promoted at work and we were all congratulating him, but there were his friends who were saying, no, this is your moment. You know, this is your moment. You should have actually bowed out and start your own business. And he said, no, not that person. It's just not for me. Because he says, you know, as an employee, you can wake up, you go and clock in and you clock out. And doesn't mean that you aren't ambitious. It doesn't mean that you don't try hard. It doesn't mean that you don't.
Some people thrive in an environment where they aren't the boss.
Mm.
And some people thrive in an environment where they don't have anyone that they're responsible to except themselves. And the two are very different people. We need both.
Yeah, that's it. Everybody's got a role.
Some of the most successful people in the world are the CEOs of companies that they didn't start, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, you can do both. I've done both, where I've just been a robot and done what I was told and then also started my own business.
Which do you prefer?
Obviously my own business. But, you know, as we hire new people in our company, all they want to do is get to where we are and get to the top. And they don't realize how many years of blood, sweat, and tears it takes.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that you at the top don't have security. You don't know how much is coming in every month. Sometimes some months there's very little. Some months there's a lot. You have to balance it all out. No one's looking after your
medical aid. You don't have a
salary. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You go to the bank and you say, I need to buy a car, and they go, give me your salary slip, and you go, huh?
Yeah. Mm. No, there's no bond or anything like that you can get without a salary slip.
Yeah. So it does have its ups and downs, but it was interesting. And there are plenty of people doing amazing stuff on this continent, and we don't need to worry. There's, as I said at the end of my Q&A, there is a burgeoning market of very curious, interested, hungry, driven young people in South Africa, well, Africa as a whole, people who are who represent the largest untapped and unsaturated consumer market in the world. If people are going to be buying things, it's going to be in Africa, and we've also got problems that we need solving. And if you want to make money, you need to solve people's problems. You need to make their lives better.
If you want to make money, you need to... Yes, I agree.
Because that's the number one way that people build successful businesses is they come along with a product or a service that solves someone else's problems and people go, yeah, I'll pay for that. Yeah. Right. So that gives us tremendous opportunities in Africa. And I know sometimes you get pissed off because we read a lot of stories in the news that make us grumpy and negative. And I get that too. Everybody does. I mean, I think last week we were talking about like Zim, and I lost it because I'm just infuriated by the fact that the people of Zimbabwe keep being screwed over by their government, right? And it drives me crazy. It really does. Because they don't deserve it. The ordinary people of Zim do not deserve what's going on in that country. And they all thought that when Mugabe went, it would get better, and it didn't. But those are not the only stories. There are lots of people who are making it despite all of those things. And good for them.
And I guess talks like the ones you gave and events like that actually remind us, you know, that there are things happening. There are good things happening. You know, it's all about perspective, and actually it serves as inspiration to others to keep on going. Look, correct. It is not for everyone. Mm-mm. It is not easy at all, but yeah.
Yeah, we need all kinds of people. You need different kinds of people. Isn't there a song like that?
No, you lost me now.
I'm telling you there is. All right, so many things to get to. We'll get to a couple of the news stories in a little while with Leanne. We'll check in on what's going on social media because people like to do that. You want to go to some messages quickly? A lot of people still talking about the app, and they're so pleased that it's fixed, but someone says it's still only playing on the left-hand side. Yeah.
Yes.
But listen, be grateful for small mercies. Someone says, sort your sound out for fuck's sake, but that was at 6:25. All right.
No, our listeners are just so nice and polite.
We never get – there's never any bullshit with our listeners. Right?
Straight to the point. Yeah, don't waste time.
They don't mess around. Here's the song for our listeners.
Yeah, that's it.
Right? This is your song. This is why I play this at the start of every show.
You know someone's going to hear this now and think, huh, six.
I know.
It's 6 o'clock.
No more bullshit. That's what we do.
Because that gave me a moment as well. What is going on here?
No more bullshit. That's what people like about this. That's what I like about you. All right. Loads of good things still to come. I want to play... I want to play this.
What do you feel like?
I feel like a little Tony Braxton.
Ooh.
Do you know which song?
But a 90s R&B.
I know. Very good song, though. This
wasn't Man Enough for Me?
No. This is You're Making Me High.
Ooh.
Can't touch this guy. What a sexy song. This will get you in the right mood for Tuesday. It's the 2nd of July. Do you realize that we are now into the second half of this year?
This is CliffCentral.com.